What was that rumble I heard? Was that some hate I heard out there? All the haters out there? And I know what you're complaining about. And I know what you're moaning about and groaning about. You're craving leadership from Mex-America, but we're not leading you people anymore. You need to lead yourself. Because let's face some hard truths, England. Germany already tells you what to do. And you're complaining about a bunch of refugees coming across your borders. And even Scotland doesn't want to have anything to do with you.
Obviously, those are Zeb's words, not mine. Welcome to episode 62 of The Second Shift on DSGMP and the Trending Topics Network. It's a podcast that talks about professional wrestling. On this week's show, we have your emails, well, an email, the Supersonic Second Shift news, and a special guest popping into chat in the form of the owner of Five Star Wrestling, Dan Hinkles. But before we get to that, who do we have on the panel this week? Well, firstly, he's actually the same height as Rey Mysterio. It's Kai.
Funny. You've had all those ready for Wayne coming back on the show, and he's not been back on, so you've had to use them up on me now.
Actually, Rey Mysterio is 2 inches taller than Wayne, so that says a lot.
Oh,
as are you. And secondly, you heard his tones coming in there, matching the height of the boss himself, Vince McMahon. At 6'1", it's Kiwi Tuts.
I'm actually 6'2".
Oh, you two are. Damn, I got an inch out. Short change, yeah.
An inch makes all the difference, don't you know?
And straight away he's in the innuendo.
I never said a word. How rude.
Good evening, how are you?
I am very well. Good evening, bonsoir, buenas noches.
Good to have both of you guys on this week. And what we're going to do this week, we're going to go straight into our email that we've got. We're going to do the news, and then we're going to bring in our guest for this evening, as I said, Dan Hinkles from Five Star Wrestling, who wants to talk a little bit about the shows they're going to have come January. So let's waste no time. Let's get to the email that's come. And it's come from our friend. Nope, not Andy Anderson. He's been a little bit busy. It's come from Ant. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he says, hello, B-team.
Excuse me?
Exactly. From the part-timer himself. Hope you're all well. So, as you all know, I've not been watching wrestling, and this might sound a little sadistic, but I've started watching again after my hiatus, mainly due to the injury that's occurred to Seth Rollins. It's times like these that brings the best out of the WWE, and with this tournament bracket, more than likely going to see Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose for the title. It not only opens up great opportunities for all involved, but creates some truly mouth-watering and exciting times ahead. So, best end with a question. What do you guys think of the potential Ambrose versus Reigns match? And could even an injured Seth get involved in one way or another? That's it from me. Bye. So, first of all, Ant, thank you, and welcome back into the world of wrestling. I'm going to come to you guys first, but I'm going to ask this question before we get to answer specific questions. Do you guys see it being Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose? And I'll start with you, Kiwi.
No, I do not. I don't. I see Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. I think we were talking about that on Twitter earlier.
Yes.
The whole reaction that Kevin Owens is getting from the crowd, which is a majority a heel reception, obviously,
yep.
When the smart crowd, he's getting cheers, as we saw in Manchester last night. But honestly, I just think Kevin Owens is going to do it. And with his promo that he did before his match this week, I think it is all too clear that that's possibly what's going to happen. It wouldn't be a bad thing, Ambrose getting to the finals. It would be good. And a face-versus-face match at the end of a tournament is always a good thing. But,
and it also opens up the question, will it be a face-versus-face match if it gets to that stage?
Well, exactly. All things could change and happen in all sorts of different scenarios. Yeah, so that's what I think about that.
Okay, Kai, I'll bring you in. Your thoughts on that?
I do believe that it's going to be a Reigns versus Ambrose final match. However, just like Kiwi said, I really think that this is a win-win situation because you've either got Ambrose or Kevin Owens in the final. That's, to me, you can't complain about either two of them.
Yeah, I mean, either way, it is going to be an exciting match come Survivor Series. I mean, personally for me, I've been saying since I saw the brackets yesterday, I sat down, looked at the brackets, worked out who I figured was going to win each match, and that's what brought me to the same result as Kiwi, that I think it's going to be Ambrose Reigns versus Owens in the final. I'd be happy with Ambrose, absolutely, 100%, but my feeling is it's going to be Owens, but I also see it being Reigns that wins outright in the end. But as Ant says, absolutely exciting times ahead. There's so many opportunities. And one thing that always kind of comes out of tournaments is spin-off stories as well for those, you know, that may fall off the ladder at one point or another. So quite interesting to see what happens off the back of that. But definitely, I mean, Ambrose versus Reigns, no matter what, it's an interesting story. And if it goes to the case that one of them turns heel, I'm going to come to you first, Kai. Who would you see being the one that could possibly turn heel?
Oh, this is a really difficult one. I would like to see Reigns go heel over Ambrose, because then that would be the thing that none of us were expecting when the Shield was together. Mm-hmm. Ambrose was always the one that we went, yeah, he's definitely going to be the heel out of the three of them. And he's been getting some massive babyface pops over the last few months, and he's been generally a great upper-mid card babyface. Mm-hmm. And I really would like to see Reigns in that heel capacity.
Kiwi, what about you? If anyone was going to turn heel, who do you think it would be?
I think they're going to keep on pushing Roman Reigns as a babyface and trying to... You could tell from Triple H's promo that they're trying to push on his face credibility and the fact that people, mm-hmm. everybody likes him, and etc. But I don't think they'll want to go through and change everything around. It's any possibility, but I just see Ambrose being a possible switch from a face to a heel. But the problem is that Dean Ambrose's face reaction is mm-hmm. so organic that it's stupid for even for the WWE to even consider it, to be honest. But, you know, anything, again, could happen.
My feeling on this, and this is how I see it going between now and WrestleMania, with Roman Reigns winning this, whether that happens at Survivor Series or somewhere after, I see a cash-in from Sheamus, so he loses that title. So what we see is the build-up and the search for the title from Roman Reigns again to ultimately reclaim it for the huge face pop at WrestleMania. Just my take on it, and obviously anything can happen somewhere in between. God forbid either one of these talents we've mentioned actually ends up getting injured like Seth did. So let's hope that's not the case. But just gonna jump back to Ansi and make sure I've not missed anything here. Seth. Now, Kiwi, first of all, do you see any way in which Seth gets involved in this, even though he's injured?
No, not at all. I don't see it at all. His injury is too severe to even try and play a role in this at all. Mm-hmm. And the best thing for him is to keep away and recuperate as quickly as possible, really. And the absence makes the heart grow fonder. So the more he's away, the more likelihood that the WWE universe will react in a more positive reaction.
Cool. And Kai, any thoughts from you on that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Kiwi there. I mean, Seth has been on our screens as the main thing right from even before WrestleMania. So the fact that he's getting that little bit of time away will hopefully, it'll do something good, I believe. And I'm really hoping that they let the fans organically react when he returns, and we'll see whether he gets that babyface pop or whether he's still the big heel that he is now.
And of course, the standard practice is a return tends to bring a face pop, but it's about how they handle it once they appear in that ring that they can very quickly turn that back round again should they want to. So, yeah, as you say, we'll just let that one kind of take its time, run its course, and we'll find out what happens whenever it's time for him to come back, whether it's around about WrestleMania or later. Okay, thank you, Ant, for sending that email. I really do appreciate that. And now that you're back in wrestling, hopefully we'll get you back on this panel sometime very soon. If anybody wants to tweet any comments on that email, please do so to @SecondShiftPod. I don't know why I always seem to do that, but I do. And also you can tag Ant in that as well, @MCVigilante. Okay, Kai, get yourself queued up. It's time for some news.
And now, the Supersonic Second Shift News! Hello and welcome to this week's Supersonic Second Shift News. JBL catches heat from fans for posting a picture on Twitter of himself with Wayne Rooney, Darren Fletcher and Ryan Giggs, but only pointing out that he was with Rooney. I can't see a problem here. I mean, who remembers Giggsy? He couldn't even get in the England team. WWE announces Legends deals for both the Boogeyman and Tatanka, and my bank account quivers as I'll have to buy those figures. Fox has picked up a pro wrestling drama by a pro wrestling fan, but expect it to be cancelled because, you know, it's Fox. If you've been living under a rock this week, Seth Rollins has torn his ACL. The man is down, but another one will step up. Get better soon, and hopefully you'll be back in time for the big show in April. UK fans are disappointed by the lack of New Day shirts available on tour. They've sold more than any Kofi shirt ever combined. Paige hints at the C word on Raw. Walker spits out his fried chicken in disgust. Legends with JBL is back next week, starring Triple H, Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, talking about The Undertaker. Now that is how you do a legendary panel. Breaking news tells us that the hotly anticipated Rooney vs. Barrett feud will continue on Friday's SmackDown. Apparently Wade jumped Wayne in the car park and stole his forever speculated hairpiece. Rooney will be turning up with the rest of Man U squad, setting up a huge Survivor Series main event. Owen Hart's DVD is already the best-selling DVD in Canada, smashing through that glass ceiling. Let's hope there isn't a drop soon. And this week...
Oh, that's bad.
Might have to cut that one. Leave a 3-second pause. And this week... Dick of the Week goes to the prick who decided that it was a good idea to replace Seth Rollins on the tour with not only Dean Ambrose, but also Kevin Owens, in the meantime pulling them both from the Nottingham show and adding in replacement, who you ask? Maybe the New Day, or a special appearance from Ric Flair like other shows on the tour. No, none other than Heath Slater and Adam frickin' Rose.
Yes! Yeah!
But let's not all worry, because I have a sneaking suspicion that the Bunny may make an appearance, so that will definitely make up for it.
Now, just in case, bro.
I don't know who you are or where you live, but to the bell end behind that decision, you, sir, or madame, are a dick. And that's all for this week's Supersonic Second Shift News.
I'm a one man band, baby. Oh, by the way, Kai, the reason why Ryan Giggs has never ever
gone into
an England match.
He's Welsh.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say I'm not even the football fan.
That's the joke.
That's the joke. I mean, the thing is, what I found interesting was they conveniently managed to get a Scotsman, an Englishman, and a Welshman.
That is true.
Like the bad of a the start of a bad joke.
And not a mention of an Irishman either.
Oh, I'm half Irish. So
well, you can step in as both.
Yay!
Just going to quickly chat about a couple of these things. Not enough New Day shirts. That's a bit of a strange one.
Yeah, they seem to be. But then again, I heard this was going on some of the American tours as well. So it's the fact that it's not happening over here as well, you'd have thought they'd have sold massively.
Exactly, absolutely. There's a lot of call for them.
I don't know whether they've sold out or whether the WWE just didn't see how over the New Day are getting.
How can they not, though? The reaction they get every single time they appear.
You'd think that they would be ready with a load of shirts to sell.
Definitely. You would think. Okay, any comments on that, Q, before I move on to the next one?
No, not necessarily.
So the Boogeyman Tatanka getting Legends contracts, and I read about that myself.
Yep.
I'm all good with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Boogeyman's been around. He seems to be backstage a lot. He seems to be doing all these sort of backstage videos and things like that. I know I expected him more around Halloween, but he was on like that prank show as well a lot and stuff like that. So it's good to see legends getting these contracts and being in touch with WWE.
Absolutely. I've yet to get my Legends contract.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. We'll see what happens. So the Rooney story is continuing on SmackDown.
I tell you what, right? I wrote that as a joke, and then I've just been on a wrestling news website before we came on, and literally the last article was Wade Barrett going around. There's a photos and possibly a video of Wade Barrett going around Man United's ground looking for Wayne Rooney. So
it could possibly be in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, he's still held in. He's been held in Manchester, but I wouldn't be that interested in seeing it. Wayne Rooney looked bored as fuck.
To be honest, I wouldn't like to see him try to do any kind of acting role and speaking, but you know,
oh my God.
He got a wee crack in at Barrett, which is fine, but
yeah.
Never realised how small he is, though.
He's tiny, you know, and it's mostly hidden by his hair plugs.
Yeah, because that's not his real hair, is it?
No, he's had implants.
But Elton John, sorry.
A lot younger than Elton John, let's be fair. But it won't go grey.
Too true.
I'm going to come to you in the next story, though, Kiwi. No surprise that the Owen Hart DVD is the biggest selling DVD in Canada.
Oh, my God, no. I mean, I was looking through Amazon actually the other day because I did see about this story in the news. And the Blu-ray for us Brits is quite expensive, as what you probably would expect. I mean, it's about £24, actually.
Right.
So it's quite expensive, but for what you get, I think it's worth it. I mean, it's a piece of history going in there. It's the first time that the WWE has really acknowledged Owen Hart since his death. And there's a lot of people certainly in our wrestling community and the wrestling communities across the world that look with great fondness towards Owen Hart.
Yeah.
And also the fact as well that, you know, he could have been, you know, a huge star if he continued on his run in the WWE, if he was still alive, and could have been one of the greatest WWE champions never to be, because people would say, you know, the likes of Jake the Snake, possibly Ted DiBiase, etc., for being great WWE superstars, never to get a world championship run.
Yeah,
I think Owen Hart is definitely up at the top of the list somewhere there, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's coming out just before Christmas, so I hope to pre-order it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, when Brett did make his departure to WCW, it was probably one of the highest points in Owen's career, because he certainly took advantage of the situation and got himself in a pretty high profile storyline. So it was a pretty good time there, and it'd be good to see some of that footage back again, because I've not seen any of it for years. So I think at some point I may have to get my hands on a copy of that. But of course, give it 8 months and it'll be $11.99.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, as I said earlier, the Blu-ray is £25.25, so £25, 25 pence, and just the normal DVD is £21.75. But there's a number of discs in this, so
yeah,
I'll probably wait for it to come on the network, to be honest.
But things, if they do show it on the network, it will only be the main biography, and if at all, it might even be edited from that as well.
Yeah,
that's a point. Yeah.
396 minutes of content.
Oh.
7th of December it comes out.
Cool. Nice. Just in time for Christmas, eh?
Indeed.
Get it in your stocking.
Okay. Oh, and I'm the one with the innuendo jokes, am I not? No?
That wasn't innuendo. I was doing a Christmas reference. How dare you?
Stockings, rude.
You're listening to The Second Shift, the best podcast in the world. Grado's favourite, everybody's favourite, it's yourself.
Okay, so now with us on the show, we've got Dan Hinkles, the owner of Five Star Wrestling. Five Star recently put on a show back in September in Edinburgh. To find out more about Dan, you can check back to the interview I did with him back in September, right here on the DSG MP feed. But Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, nice to speak to you again.
How's things for you? An exciting week?
Oh, it's so exciting, you won't believe it. I mean, my voice is probably a bit sore right now. It's because I've done about 50 of these today.
Just to kind of bring folk a little bit up to speed, give us a short indication of what you've got planned for January so far.
Well, I mean, we've kind of come up this with the vision of go big or go home, and we said to ourselves, what is the biggest match in the world that an indie company could make that should happen, that the fans would love to see?
Mm-hmm.
We sat there for ages and ages, and we came up with Rey Mysterio versus AJ Styles. We put these plans in motion about 9 months ago. We started working on that, and we finally pulled it off, and here it is. So that's one main event of a 3-arena tour that we're doing across the UK. The arenas that we're doing are like Sheffield Arena, 13,000 seats in there. It's a massive, massive venue for us to work with. We've got Newcastle Arena, the Radio Arena there. You know, I think there's something like 8,000 capacity for that or something like that. And then similar down in Liverpool. Thank you. After doing this all day, I'm kind of forgetting who I am. Never mind.
So you've got Liverpool. So the order is Newcastle the 13th, Sheffield the 14th, and Liverpool the 15th of January. Is that right?
Yeah, that's spot on. See, I should have had it written down in front of me. That would have been better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I've not said it as many times as you today, so it's easier for me just to roll it out. And that main event that you're just chatting about there a minute ago, Rey Mysterio, AJ Styles, that's happening on the 14th in Sheffield.
Yeah, it's going to be epic. I'm dead excited for it. You know, I mean, like, it's very rare that you can say you've genuinely signed the best high flyer of all time. And I don't think there's many people that could dispute Rey Mysterio as the greatest high flyer of certainly our generation and before. And then like AJ Styles last year, you know, I mean, Dave Meltzer gave him the most outstanding wrestler in the world award. He got he was third in the PWI 500 behind Rollins and Cena. Rollins is now out, so he technically can't wrestle. Cena's now out, so he can't wrestle. So that means he's legitimately the best in the world. And truth be told, even if them injuries aren't happening, there's a good case for it anyway, right? I mean, AJ,
absolutely
superb.
And another way to look at that is, you know, take WWE out of the equation, that straight away rockets him straight to number one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, like, he legitimately is the best wrestler on the planet right now, specifically not signed with the WWE. And you know, who could answer why he's not signed with the WWE? Because like, we'd all love to see him there.
Absolutely. I'm going to bring Kai in here at this point. Now, Kai, Sheffield's not too far from you, a hop, skip, and a jump away.
No, it's not.
We've chatted about this event very briefly over the last few days. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so ever since you brought it up on the show last week, I have been bugging you to let me know what this main event was going to be. And would not budge one bit, and I was so annoyed. But when it came round to the announcement, I saw it on the Facebook page. I was really, really happy. This was one of the matches last week that we were talking about on the show and said we would love to see that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Kiwi, yourself, your thoughts, would you like to see that match?
I would love to. I mean, it's a 3.5-hour drive up from Portsmouth for me, which is a shame. Mm. But
we're doing a Rev Pro show on the Saturday, and that's got AJ Styles versus Zack Sabre Jr. You should go along at that one. That's
Your call.
In London.
Oh, in London. Oh, of course, yes. No, that's a good point. I should. That's only an hour and a half, so that's all good.
Far closer. Okay, so in terms of the other events, are you able to say anything about who's likely to be on the card there?
Oh, I mean, like, I'm trying to keep keep tight on as far as that kind of stuff goes. We are going to be making a big announcement tonight, so I guess it's no real difference if I say that now. We're going to be announcing that we certainly have Jay Lethal, Ring of Honor World Champion. Jay Lethal is going to be one of the wrestlers on the show, and I'll be announcing another one later on.
Impressive stuff. That's what we like to hear. And also, you know, by the time this drops, it will really be out there anyway. So do check the Five Star Wrestling Facebook page if you want to find out more about any of the matches that are coming up on this card over the next few weeks. You'll be able to find a lot more there.
When does this go out?
It will come out probably late tonight.
All right. So we've got AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio. That's one match.
There's one big main match.
And then another big dream match that we've got is Rey Mysterio versus Jay Lethal. I don't think that's ever happened before. Ring of Honor World Champion versus Rey Mysterio. That's going to be a huge match. And on that same night, on the same card as that, we've got John Morrison versus AJ Styles.
Oh, sounds amazing. Another
impossible match.
It's making me want to go to more than just the Sheffield one.
Me too. Bloody hell.
Just wait until you hear what we've got for Liverpool.
And any clues to when we can find out when that's going to be announced?
I will be announcing everything over the next couple of weeks and stuff.
So just kind of keep an eye on the Facebook page is the key here, and maybe your Twitter feed as well.
Absolutely. We announce pretty much everything on the Facebook page. We try and keep up with the Twitter thing too, but Facebook where we go first. But Twitter is obviously a great use of reaching out, and you know, it's nice to see some of the wrestling world coming out on Twitter. And you know, PJ Black, for example, tweeted about the show earlier on today with the announcement there. And knowing that a guy as good as PJ wants to see this match is flattering as well. You know, I mean, that's such a great guy. And to know that at that level, I mean, he's seen just about everything, but he still wants to see this match. I mean, how cool is that?
That's absolutely brilliant. I mean, I certainly saw PJ Black when he did a show here in Edinburgh back in September. A great talent himself. Is he going to be around for these shows?
Well, I ain't saying a thing.
I'm just going to keep kind of chipping away. You know, if I get little bits, then that's going to be good. But if I don't...
You've already got two blockbuster announcements.
Yeah, but you know, good journalism. You always push for a little bit more. Obviously, now this is something that's been a slight departure where you originally started. You originally started doing games development. You're working on your next game, and anything you can say about that at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working on this for, you know, I mean, it feels like forever now. It's been going on, and we basically, when the last game launched, you know, when Five Star on the PS3 launched, we looked at all the feedback and stuff, and we really wanted to dig down with what some of the complaints were. And, you know, I mean, like, it's all right looking at the reviews and going, oh, this guy gave us an 8 out of 10 review and said the gameplay was fantastic. We don't have to do anything. That's not what we wanted to do. We wanted to go, like, every last little detail that people have complained about, we wanted to fix. So even the little things. So, like, we've got a tutorial in the game now, whereas before we just had these help screens and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can't really brag about having a tutorial. We've put it in because we wanted to show that we, you know, if somebody didn't like the fact that they couldn't, you know, I watched a video about it the other day where a guy just pressed X for 6 minutes long and then said, I'm really bad at this game, and put the game down. And to me, that's like, dude, if you just pressed another button, but he obviously needs the tutorial, and we didn't have one. So now we've got a good tutorial in there. I'm not really going to go into a great deal of detail about the game today, because I'm saving that up for a little bit further down the line. But you can rest assured that we've paid so much attention to what the feedback was that we've just you know, we fixed a hell of a lot of things that people wanted to fix, and improved in lots of other different ways too. So plus, it's on the PS4, which is, you know, the biggest complaint last time was that we've released a PS3 game when the PS4's out, and we totally get that. So here's the PS4.
So have you got kind of target estimations to when you want to have that released?
2016.
All in the new year calendar.
Yeah, it's going to be early 2016, absolutely early. I mean, people will be surprised at just how soon we launch it, but yeah, it's coming soon.
That's what I like to hear. And we've got a little bit of something to look forward to there as well for those who've got a PS4. And the main thing is obviously here is that the focus here is on, you know, indie talent rather than the big WWE focus of their games and TNA's attempt at a game that they did. Let's not even talk about that. you know, in terms of what you like watching in terms of wrestling, Dan, what's your favourites at the moment?
Do you mean in terms of indie or in terms of...
Oh, anything.
You know, I've been watching a lot of Rev Pro lately. I mean, maybe it's because I'm working with them now and stuff, but I've been following them for quite a while, and some of the matches they have there is just stunning. You know, they had a triple threat match there a little while back, and it just blew everything else out of the water. You know, like it was the talent in the UK right now is nuts, and I mean, like it's special to see that some of these guys are coming through. You know, like your Marty Scurll's and your Will Ospreys and guys like that. They're just so impressive with what they can do. Like Ospreay can do like a reverse shooting. I don't need to tell you guys. You guys already know who Ospreay is. You know what I mean? But like some of the stuff he can do, it's like it's just inhuman. So I love seeing that kind of stuff. And then when it comes to WWE, I'm intrigued with the title situation of what's going on now and things. I think that's quite intriguing.
It seems to be part of a pattern of forming at the moment to be a wrestling organisation without anyone holding your major title. You've got WWE with no title holder. AAA have taken the title from Alberto Del Rio, and obviously TNA doesn't have any title holder at the moment either.
Yeah, and neither does Five Star.
But then you've not got any belt announced, have you? So maybe that's something for the future, fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, I just got to bring this up just because it's just come up on my phone in front of me. Calito's just retweeted about the AJ versus Rey match. So again, it's really starting to get a little bit of buzz. That's pretty cool.
Excellent. Good to hear. Is there any talents out there so far that you've not been in touch, you've not worked with, that you maybe one day would like to work with?
Oh, there's so many people to work with. You know, I mean, like, I don't want to spoil any surprises.
No, I don't mean, you don't have to tell anyone you have already got secretly tucked away in your pocket, but someone you've not necessarily been in touch with as yet.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we're just getting going, guys. This is our second show, you know.
Which is exciting in itself.
Absolutely. That's what I mean. It's all still very new to me. I like getting to work with all these guys. It's all fantastic. You know, I mean, I've just 5 minutes ago had, you know, a quick conversation with Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards. And like,
as you do.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's exactly how I feel. Like they just pop up there and say hello and stuff. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. But I would love to work with those guys. I mean, who wouldn't, right? Like, they're fantastic in the ring. They're great guys. I've had the pleasure of seeing them live a whole bunch of times. And to have them wrestling a five-star ring would be super. So guys like that, I'd love to work with. The Briscoe brothers, I mean, I've seen them live, and it was honestly one of the best things that I've ever seen in a wrestling ring. So I'd love them. You know, they're all kind of like the international guys I'd love to get at some point.
Cool. I'm going to kind of jump out to Kiwi and Kai here to see if any of you guys have got any questions you wanted to quickly pitch it down at this stage.
No, not really. I mean, I really commend you, Dan, for everything that you're doing for the indie industry here in the UK. Like you say, it really is thriving, and I can see it down here in the south coast of England. Revolution Pro Wrestling's events down in Portsmouth are really well attended, and I have a slight personal attraction to them myself, as an old school friend of mine from my secondary school is one of the brand new superstars locally down here for Revolution Pro Wrestling. Joe Royal is his name, and I'm really chuffed to see him flourish in Revolution Pro Wrestling, and he's only just starting, to be fair, but he's been a pro wrestling fan for since I can remember, since we were talking about WWE on a Monday morning afternoon, and then we'd talk about it on Tuesday after Raw, and that was like in 1999 and 2000 and all the way till we left school in 2002. So And it's just flourishing. And I love the fact that we've got all these big stars that have come over to the United States and bringing themselves over here to mix with the British a lot. So all I could say is just thank you and continue doing the fantastic work that you're doing.
And of course, the thing here, Kiwi, for Five Star, is they are trying to, you know, live up to the hype of their name. You can't call yourself Five Star if you're trying to bring in some major attractions for your events. So that in itself is very exciting and obviously something that we'll be watching over the next few months, see how brilliantly this goes, because it can only, you know, grow legs and take on a whole new life of its own.
Exactly.
Kai, any questions from you at this stage?
Yeah, I know this is probably a bit, you know, on the spot and you haven't really had a chance to think about this, but what's the big dream here? Where do you want to be in five years down the road?
Oh, I mean, the ultimate dream for me has always been to make the best wrestling game in the world. Excuse me. The best wrestling game in the world. To do that, you need to go out there and work with all these guys and learn what they know that I don't, you know, like, and see them in their own. That's one of the reasons we're doing this, is because we wanted to work with these guys closely. I mean, like, to give you a perfect example, talking to AJ Styles, and I got to show him the game and stuff like that, and we sat there and he was like, you know, we was talking about the purism in the wrestling game that we try to put back, and AJ doesn't punch guys. AJ uses the forearm and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure as wrestling fans, we all know that. But when you're designing games, you don't necessarily think in that level of detail. Do you know what I mean? Like, you try to, but you miss stuff like that. And it's little bits like that I just go, like, picking that up. I know that there's guys out there that would appreciate that in a wrestling game, and I'd love to get it in there. So that's where I'm going with this. And then in terms of the promotion side of stuff, well, if our first match is AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio Jr., I mean, I want WrestleMania, right? We'll see how it goes. I mean, like, this could be huge. I, you know, if this works, because what we're doing here right now, this is big and bold, and we are going for it. And every match on this card is going to be great. You know, the lineup is unbelievable, and I really hope people come and see it. I really do. And if they do, then we're going to do a hell of a lot more, and we're going to do even, you know, like, more than anyone would expect us to be able to do, we will go out there and do. And I think if I'd have made a claim like that, you know, 6 months ago, people would have gone, everybody says that kind of thing. But look at what I've just announced. It is part of a much bigger plan, but it has to work. And for it to work, I really need people to come out and support it, you know?
Now, you mentioned the two other main events here, obviously, John Morrison versus AJ Styles and Dream Studio versus Jay Lethal. Which event are those happening at? Are you able to tell us that?
That's Newcastle.
That's Newcastle on the 13th of January?
13th of January. I mean, we'll be announcing it a little later today. So
yeah. You know.
But, yeah, that's the 13th of January. You know, that's just four names on the card, but look at them four names. I mean, they are ridiculously big names, and is anything but special coming out of that, you know? I mean, like, Morrison versus AJ has got to be five star, surely. And AJ versus Lethal, you know? Lethal versus Rey Mysterio. It's just something that's never happened before, and here we go.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things, just kind of going back to the event you had here in Edinburgh, there were some great matches that night, but you know, to talk about the kind of level and quality we're talking about here, the main event of that night, 2 out of 3 falls match between John Morrison and Ricochet, was absolutely immense.
Yeah, I love that match. You know, I mean, I've had a chance to sit back and watch the footage a bunch of times now, and those guys went out there and tore it up, and that was great. And you know what? Ricochet was injured the entire time. Like, he showed up in the morning, he had a neck brace on, he could hardly move the entire day.
Wow.
Walking around backstage like as if he's got a pole going across his shoulder blades, he couldn't turn his head. But when it came to the bell time, the whole kit came off, and the guy went out there and put on a show, and everybody was on the feet at the end. So, you know,
speaks volumes for his professionalism.
Absolutely, really nice guy as well. Really nice guy.
And can folks see footage of that event anywhere?
They'll be able to at some point. Right now, we're working on getting it all together, and obviously we've got these three shows here coming up, and
yeah,
you know, there's a right right time and a right place to release the footage, and we'll make sure it's all perfect quality before we do. So,
okay, and one last question on the January event: when do tickets go on sale, and where can people get them?
If you go to 5starwrestling.co.uk, you can get the tickets. They go on sale Thursday morning. There's a pre-sale happening tomorrow. That, you know, I ain't gonna say what time, because it's just kind of a flash thing where we put it on and see what happens.
Yeah.
But if you keep following the Facebook page, you might get early access to the tickets there. There are a lot of tickets, so you will get tickets, but get them fast, because AJ versus Ray is gonna be big.
Yeah, especially when you get a decent seat as well.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, these arenas are massive, so it's all right thinking there's plenty of seats left. You don't want to be sat in the in the bleachers at the back, you know. You want to be personal for this one.
Absolutely right. Okay, let's kind of move on from chatting about your prods, chatting about the current product, and go on to what's been going on in WWE this week, the build-up to Survivor Series. Have you been following this, Dan?
I've been trying in between the half an hour that I get to away from the stuff that I'm doing myself. I've been trying to see what's going on. And I know that we've got the tournament going down, but I haven't had a chance to see any of Raw yet to see what happened there. So,
all right. So would you rather we didn't tell you?
Oh, that's fine. I can live with spoilers. I'm sure it's I'm sure it's not going to ruin my week.
I'm sure it won't, actually. Kiwi, your impression of the tournament so far?
I'm really enjoying it. There's been some good matches so far. I'm slightly sad at the fact that the tournament isn't all in one night, like the Survivor Series tournament was, the Deadly Game tournament, 1998 Survivor Series. I quite enjoyed possibly having to see that and seeing all of the superstars step up. I mean, there was a recent comments that have been made from the hierarchy in the WWE that superstars need to step their game up and basically show what they are made of. And I thought that would be a great idea to have whoever's going towards the final having possibly four or five matches in the night, which happened in 1998 and made The Rock, Mankind, step up into the next level. So I would have liked to have seen that. But anyway, other than that, I thought Cesaro and Sheamus' match was the best one out of all of them, really, this evening, last night.
Yeah.
And a lot of compelling television, of course. But I really didn't see how Tyler Breeze should probably deserve to be in the title contention tournament, because he hasn't even had a match on the main roster. And he's lost a majority of his NXT matches too, so I didn't see the sense in that particularly.
Yeah, I mean, Kai, they've certainly done a very clear job of putting in some fillers there. There are certain guys that we knew were going to go through, and oh, no surprises on Raw from that respect.
Yeah, that was the one thing that surprised me about when the lineups came out and we saw the, you know, people like Kalisto in there. And
Stardust, and
yeah, Stardust, and you kind of look at it and you go, I didn't really expect you to. I don't expect you to go any further, but you never know. Maybe one of these guys will. If Titus O'Neil, for example, had got through that first round and done a deep run, it could really help someone. But I think we are going to get the predictable route up until maybe the sort of semi-finals, at least.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at the three matches we've got to see on SmackDown this coming week. Alberto Del Rio against Stardust, Kalisto versus Ryback, and Neville versus King Barrett. There's no way that Barrett, Ryback, and Del Rio aren't going through, let's be honest, Kiwi.
No, exactly. I mean, it's writing on a postcard, really.
But it's the next time that it starts to get interesting in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Because we've got Cesaro and Roman Reigns. I would have loved to have seen Cesaro go forward, but it almost seems noticeable that Roman Reigns is obviously going to continue, because he's the guy who the WWE machine wants to continue pushing. So, yeah.
Going to jump back to you, Dan. Your thoughts on Roman Reigns as a talent?
I love the guy. I mean, like, that's probably not going to win me any fans, but I don't get what the big drama is over. I mean, like, the guy's a 6'4", built like a brick you know, he's a bit like a big guy.
You can swear, it's fine.
he can go in the ring, and I mean, like, I remember back when he was just facing off with Bray Wyatt, and that whole scene with the Shield versus the Wyatts, and we was all like, every fan in the world was going, "This is amazing, Roman's amazing," and then all of a sudden, what, WWE recognized that is amazing, and people go, "Oh well, we're not fans anymore." Yeah, I mean, like, what's that? But you know, I mean, like, I know people like to root for who they like to root for. I think that Roman would actually make a kick-ass heel right now if they chose to you know, let him go do the corporate kind of kind of thing. That's what I want to see. I want to see him turn on the fans, because the fans have done nothing but turn on him. They've ruined every big moment in the guy's life. You know?
Actually, before he came on the call, we dealt with an email that someone sent in asking about whether it was potentially going to be Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose in the final, which could potentially happen. And if that was the case, we then took it to, you know, is there a likelihood that either one of them could turn heel? And, you know, if that was the case, Roman Reigns did turn heel, obviously we'd make a bit of an interesting story going forward as we start going into WrestleMania season.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the natural thing to happen. I mean, like, I think if you look at the guy who's got the best heels are always ones that have got genuine ammunition behind them. So, like, this guy could turn around and say, "I won the Rumble and you booed me out of the building," and he could play that entire thing up. That's a big moment in that guy's life. He's worked hard to get to that point.
Yeah.
And he does that, and it should be the defining moment, and it's not. And then I reckon if you think about the build that they could do of Roman Reigns as a heel, and, like, I mean, if he could become an ultimate beast, you know what I mean? Like, this time next year with a full year's worth of a heel run.
Yeah.
Could be super impressive.
I mean, I was kind of saying, you know, for me, unfortunately, I think we're going to get the whole kind of typical platitudes of WWE building up towards a huge face result for him, getting a huge pop at WrestleMania when he finally gets a proper run at the title, because I think he'll get the title, lose it in a cash-in to Sheamus after about, you know, 2 minutes, and then it's that struggle and fight to get the title back in his hands come WrestleMania time. But that's just one possibility and millions of possibilities that could happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Kai, coming back to you, looking ahead in the brackets, the way we are seeing it, we're going to have Roman Reigns versus Cesaro. It shall probably be Del Rio versus Ryback, Owens versus Barrett, Ziggler versus Ambrose. Which of those matches are you most looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to seeing what Roman and Cesaro can pull off. You know, Cesaro can... anyone can have a good match with Cesaro, I should mostly say. You know, you can get a good match out of anyone. And you know what? Like I say, Roman, he is not bad in that ring. He is well and truly established himself as a good player inside that ring. So I'm looking forward to that one. Obviously, Ambrose and Ziggler, that should be a fantastic match as well. There's some really good matches coming out of this tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. Once it gets past this initial round, there's no bad matches left in there. It's all actually quite interesting matches. And the options, whether it's Owens, Reigns, Ambrose, Reigns, or even, you know, if it ends up being something like Alberto Del Rio versus Ambrose, it's all worth watching somewhere down the line.
Yeah. Some really good stuff going on, right? I mean, this is what I love about this time, right? You have got big guys that are out injured.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but this is the time to make guys happen. Like, you had the Deadly Games tournament earlier, and that happened because Steve Austin was out injured. You know, I mean, like, this could be big. So
absolutely. It's step-up season. So while we're talking about Survivor Series, obviously the big story continuing on Raw is the Wyatts, Taker and Kane. Are you up to speed on what's been happening there, Dan?
Other than Raw, I mean, like, I'd seen up until Raw, so I know that, you know, they've been kidnapped and that. I just it's going to keep kidnapping the supernatural guys. So, like, have we got Finn Balor out there? Yeah, is he getting kidnapped?
Well, we don't know any other names as of yet, but basically the short version of the story is we had lots of little video montages over the course of Raw showing the potted history of Taker and Kane, and each video montage finished up with the scene of the Wyatts in the ring with the thunder and the lightning. And then it got to the end of the show and Wyatt was in the ring doing a eulogy. And while he's doing his eulogy, the video started playing and reversing and rewinding. We started getting footage again, Taker and Kane. And ultimately they came back out and they came down to the ring with Wyatt. With the lights went black, the rest of the Wyatt family came out. A bit of a fight ensued from there, and Undertaker and Kane stood tall. That's the short version.
Nice. Brothers of Destruction riding again, eh?
Absolutely. So looking at this as a potential 4-on-4 Survivor Series match, there's various talks, including, as you say, Prince Devitt, a.k.a. Finn Balor. Finn Balor and even Sting joining them in a foursome. What would you do with that?
I think that's epic. Like, you put Undertaker side by side with Sting. Mm-hmm. After all these years of us all going, let's have Sting versus Undertaker, I think that's to get side by side and a potential, could something happen? Could the build start there? I think that'd be great. Obviously everybody wants to see the Undertaker and Kane doing the simultaneous tombstones and stuff. Why wouldn't you put all them together and give them the white? It's that, and it's a really interesting way to use the guys, I think. So I'm quite impressed with that, actually. When I first saw Bray take him, I thought, oh, do you remember that promo at the beginning of the year where White came out and he was like, it's my year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, what's he done so far?
I mean, yeah, obviously he's been noticed to have, you know, quite a lot of losses, especially in pay-per-view events. So, you know, you had to question, you know, what is going to be his year at that point?
And you've got to think, is he going to beat Undertaker on his 25th year anniversary or whatever? Is it 25? Is it 20? It's a big anniversary.
Yeah.
So is he really going to beat him on that? And I mean, he might. You know, like, maybe that's the new shocking thing, like the Brock Lesnar beating Undertaker is Bray Wyatt beating him and finally getting a win. I don't know. I think it's great to see the supernatural stuff back in WWE. I loved that when I was a kid. So
I could jump back to you, Kiwi, on this. And short of Finn Balor getting his call up, can you think of anyone else who would fit neatly in that foursome?
Do you know, I really haven't got a clue. I mean, I would have thought maybe Dean Ambrose, but I just can't think of anything else other than Finn Balor, because they keep on mentioning the Demon Kane, and everybody knows about demons.
Mm-hmm.
Of Finn Balor's demons sort of character
persona, yeah.
Yeah, so that would make perfect sense to me. And then a perfect pairing with Sting, to be honest with you. But I can only really see possibly Dean Ambrose being put into that.
Well, like Gold Dust or something.
Well, I've just actually had a kind of humorous thought. It's never going to happen. It isn't going to happen. And I'd probably get shit on from a high height if they did do it. What if they put new Legends contract talent, the Boogeyman, in there?
Oh. That would be fun, actually.
I think it just gets,
but it's not
shown.
Serious enough, is
no
it, really?
That's the thing, it doesn't fit in with the rest of this kind of real deep dark storyline, because he is too comic book, too cartoony, I should say, for to fit in that.
Yeah,
Kai,
heel, right? So
yeah, Kai, anything else you want to add to that at this point?
The only person that I can think of that would actually be added was someone that was brought up last week, which would be Daniel Bryan. Now, he's got the history there with Kane in Team Hell No. He's actually teamed with The Undertaker and Kane before when they did the UK tour a couple of years ago. And he's obviously got the history with Wyatt and the Wyatt family. So that's the only one I could see fitting, if he's healthy.
And that's the other thing about Sting is, as well, is we don't know if Sting's healthy either.
Yeah.
So there's kind of quite a few question marks, and next week should be quite interesting. Now, kind of looking back, actually I missed this before chatting about the tournament bracket. It's been said that the quarterfinals are all happening on Raw next week, but we don't know if the semifinals are happening on SmackDown or if they're going to hold those off till Survivor Series itself. If they're on Survivor Series itself, that's three matches. You add to that the match we just chatted about with the Wyatt, Taker and Kane. What other matches, Kiwi, do you see on this card?
We've
got Charlotte and Paige, obviously, as well. Sorry, I missed that there.
Oh, yeah, Charlotte and Paige. And then, obviously, we'll get a tag team championship match. I would expect probably to have the New Day going up against, I don't know, the Lucha Dragons, I would think. They seem to be giving them a slight push at the moment. I mean, before last week on Monday Night Raw, they had a brief promo, and which sort of like highlighting, you know, who they are and what they are. And they got a big win over Barrett and Sheamus not long ago, last week too. So I thought all of the fingers are pointing towards that possible match. But just again, another. It seems like a holding pattern for the New Day to retain at Survivor Series and then have this TLC match, probably with the Dudleys and somebody else, I would think.
Yeah, that's in there. The way it looks at first glance at the moment, obviously, we have got no idea what on earth they've got planned. Dan, any other thoughts you could have as to what they could add to the card at this stage?
I mean, like, I think that the tournament probably needs the most focus, right? So if they're going to run that, I think that needs to be some really solid matches across the board and guys working, you know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes per match kind of thing. So I wouldn't necessarily add too much to it.
At best, we're going to get three tournament matches. And, you know, add to that the Divas match, that's four matches on the card, and typically we're used to 7-8.
Oh, yeah, I meant on top of what you guys were talking about there with the tag match and stuff. And, you know, I mean, it's been nice to see some of the, you know, some more action pointed towards, like, the Intercontinental title kind of picture and stuff and see what goes there, but I don't know.
Cool. Kai, anything you want to add to that?
I think when it comes to the tag team title match, I don't think it'll be the Lucha Dragons. I think it'll probably be the Usos. You know, they've returned now and they're doing that. So they're trying to push them. So I can see that being the way that they go with the tag team title match. Do we see another? I mean, we touched on this a little bit last week. Another Survivor Series match as well as a Survivor Series tag match. As well as the, obviously, Undertaker and Kane and Wyatt's one.
Yeah, because typically we get at least two.
Yeah, so I don't know who that would be. It'd probably be the sort of upper mid-card, mid-carders one, probably with the likes of someone like Cesaro leading, probably Cesaro and Stardust leading a team each, because obviously we've seen Stardust in the crowd for Cesaro matches recently. Yeah.
I mean, chances are they could easily do anything with the tournament bracket as well, with guys that fall off and turn them, for whatever reason, something that happens in a match come next week or whatever, use that to start building something for an eight-man. But we'll have to wait and see what they come up with there. I'm going to jump now back to a contribution that was sent to us while we've been recording the show. Andy was a bit late sending an email and he's sent us an MP3. So let's see what kind of talking point Andy Anderson has sent in this week.
Hello, gents. Double A here. Don't know if I made the cutoff time, but you're getting this bloody thing anyway. I want Kevin Owens to be the guy. I don't know how the tournament's set up. I haven't been able to look at the brackets or whatever, but I want him to be able to go in and say, I beat Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns on the same night, a la Y2J beating The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin on the same night. Now, it would be cool if they could have Cena and Brock Lesnar in there to have someone overcome that obstacle to be able to say they beat those two on the same night, but you're not going to have that. Are they missing out on having Cena and Brock Lesnar in that bracket? Should they be in there? That's my question, I guess. All right, thanks for having me. And that's been my UK nickel. Call me Kiwi. Bye.
Now that is embarrassing.
So, Dan, for your benefit, Andy's one of our American contributors. He likes to get his voice heard on podcasts such as this. First of all, he was talking about he wants Kevin Owens to be the man. Do you see any chance Kevin Owens comes out of this tournament with the title in his hand?
No, I don't think so, not yet. Kevin Owens is a cracking guy for the wrestling. You know, I mean, like, the matches he had with Cena were quality, and everybody knows what he was doing beforehand. And he's definitely got something there. But you know, why now? Why go from what? Where's the story going with that? You know, like, what's the WrestleMania? This is all about WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
So you got to look at, like, who. what's the story going into WrestleMania there that's going to be so compelling that the WWE title's going to, you know, unless he's carrying it to Rumble. And I don't want to see him have a 2-month run. And when he finally gets the belt, I want to see him run with it for a long time. And I just don't think the time's right now. Like I say, I think it's all about, you know, Roman and Ambrose, and I haven't had a chance to see the brackets, but the way you guys are talking, it looks like that's laid out to happen, right? So, or is that too obvious?
It's that, or Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens is the way it could work out as well.
Right, I see. I mean, Ambrose to me is on course to be super face. Roman Reigns is on course to be super heel. I just think that's what the WrestleMania situation is. I have to tell you, though, I'm wrong about this all the time.
Still hope.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the one guy that I got right was I called The Miz, and I called him about nine or 10 months before, and I was like, that guy's headlining WrestleMania this year. And everybody around me thought I was absolutely mental, and I was adamant, and he did, and I was chuffed. that's about the only time I've called it right in years.
Well, we'll soon see exactly what's going to happen across the board there. Jump to you, Kiwi. Kevin Owens, I think we're all agreed that he's not going to win this, but he's also asking John Cena and Brock, are they missing from the brackets?
No, I think Kevin Owens, Brock Lesnar is. I mean, I don't expect Cena to be there because we all know he was going to have a break until Christmas time. But I mean, it would to help legitimize maybe the tournament. It may help, but I don't think it's missing necessarily. I mean, it probably would fill the gaps as Kai mentioned earlier in the randoms, i.e. Kalisto, Titus O'Neil and Tyler Breeze being added into the tournament and have a bit of legitimacy into it in that respect. But I don't think having them in the tournament devalues the tournament at all. Mm-hmm. We still get the same possibilities in storylines, of course. So, no, I don't think it's necessary, but it would be good to have Brock Lesnar on there. But I didn't really expect him because of the contract he's got. So,
exactly. That's what I was about to say was, obviously, as far as we're aware, he's fulfilled all his contracted dates for now. So for them to bring him into the tournament would be a huge payout in cash for Brock. Also, though, if the plan is for someone like Roman Reigns to win, somebody has to beat Brock. One, Brock's not going to be too happy about that. Two, who's it going to be? And does it it'll have to be by some sort of nefarious circumstances, which just pisses people off. So, Kai, on that, it's the right thing not to have Brock in?
Yeah, and I think the fact that we're not relying on the Cenas and the Brocks is the great thing. We said it on our call to the AllWrestling.com Week in Review this week.
Yeah.
That we've been clamoring for years for an overhaul of the roster where people are, you know, giving these young new talents a chance to shine, and that is exactly what this tournament is doing. You know, I don't think anyone in the tournament, none of the people in the tournament have been WWE champion except for Sheamus, off the top of my head. ADR and Sheamus, but that's still 14 other guys that have never been WWE champion.
All right.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Yes. I should make notes as well. But that's still, you know, 13 odd guys that have never been WWE champion, and they're getting the chance to shine in this tournament and hopefully get a rub from it.
And absolutely, the thing here is also psychologically, your Kalistos, your Stardust, your Tyler Breeze, even though we've got no belief that they're going to make their way through this tournament in any which level, their name is being now used very loosely with the words World Heavyweight Championship, Kiwi.
I completely agree.
Okay, so Andy, as far as we're concerned, Kevin Owens' date is to come, but just not for now. Just bide your time, it'll come, just be patient. But it's not the right thing for Brock and John Cena to be in this tournament. I think we've all established that we're quite happy with the way the brackets have turned out, so we're all good there. Good transition from that into our final thoughts for this week. Any last comments, thoughts, ideas, suggestions of wrestling today, the past, the future that we want to chat about? I'm going to come to you, Kiwi, first. Anything else you want to bring up this week?
I knew you were going to ask me first. I had the sixth sense. No,
there's a phrase that goes ladies first.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, dear.
Sorry.
No, honestly, there isn't anything I can really bring to the conversation. I've just watched a little bit of TNA, but I don't really want to bring anybody down. So, so we'll move swiftly on to Kai, shall we?
Kai.
Well, yeah, I wanted to bring up what I did this weekend, which was I interviewed for Siren 107.3 FM, my radio show on their Squabble plug, Box.
He's got the plugs from me.
Very cheap plug. Trust me, more are coming here, because I interviewed Hayden and Rebecca Love, also known as Dutch, from the Lincoln Fight Factory wrestling promotion here in my now hometown of Lincolnshire. They were absolutely fantastic people. They brought the kids into the studio with them. It was chaos, but you know what? It showed to me that they are a family-friendly company and that they really, really enjoy what they do, and it's a real family business. For anyone who doesn't know, Lincoln Fight Factory Wrestling is it's an academy as well as a promotion. They seem to be doing some really good stuff, and basically all the money from it seems to go back into the promotion and into training these kids to wrestle, which I think is a great thing. And they're doing a lot of charity shows. They've just done a charity show last month called Body Slams for Cancer that raised over £2,000. And they've got a show coming up next month on this month on the 29th of November, featuring Joe E. Legend, who has been to WWE, TNA, CW, Japan, literally worked everywhere. And they're only, you know, they're a smallish promotion, but they are really, you can really tell that the heart is in it, and it's really got a really good fan base around here in Lincolnshire.
That sounds interesting. Dan, have you come across Lincoln Fight Factory?
I haven't, and I wish I spent a year in Lincoln when I was at university. That was a good lifetime ago, it feels, but yeah, I never came across them, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, they've only just started up in the last 2 to 3 years, I believe, so that's probably why. But yeah, just really, really cool people, and I was really glad to have them on the show, and I'm going to, at some point, try and get Dutch onto this show, you know, because I think it'd be really cool to have him on.
Cool, sounds like a plan. We can chat about that further down the line then. That sounds good.
Yeah,
I've got to come to you, Dan. Any last things in wrestling you want to bring up at this point?
Just that, you know, it's an incredible time right now with the British wrestling scene. You know, you've got the ICW doing the Glasgow show. You know, that's, is it 4 or 5,000 tickets that they've sold for that, and they've sold it out, and they've done that off the back of largely British talent and blood, sweat and tears. And those guys are, you know, they've worked hard to get to where they're going. So that's fantastic. And then you look at like smaller companies like Discovery Wrestling, who have got a show in Edinburgh in a couple of weeks. And, you know, I know the guys behind that really well, and they are trying to do the best things they can possibly do. And the shows have been fantastic so far. Everybody that's been has always had good things to say. From the guys that are just starting out to the guys at the, you know, that are running at the big arena like that, it's amazing to see the talent that's going around right now. And I'm just dead excited to become a little part of that, what we're doing going forward. So
yeah, all very good stuff, guys. I'm just going to pause this a wee minute. Okay, so my final thought for this week, going to chat about Breaking Ground very briefly. Saw the first couple of episodes they've put out there so far. Really interesting insights into what's going on in NXT, the Performance Center, some of the talent they've got in there. Kiwi, have you caught it yet?
I have. I've caught up with all of them, shock horror.
Well
yes. And I've really enjoyed them too. It's interesting the story of ZZ, really, and how he's being integrated into the WWE sort of mechanical system in the Performance Center. I mean, it's just really boosting my appreciation for William Regal. I could tell you that for one. And the amount of effort that he and Albert and all of the others, Norman Smiley, my God. And yeah, I mean, and Dana Brooke. I mean, that's a slightly interesting side story they've got going on there.
Yeah, very interesting. And that's one of the things I'm liking as well, is seeing kind of the real personality coming through and showing how much of an effort they're making between their real personality and what they're doing in front of the cameras.
Yes, exactly. And it's really something special that the WWE are doing, and hence they got William Shatner to narrate it, which is quite something special, to say the least.
The man, the legend.
Yes,
Dan, have you caught Breaking Ground yet?
Saw the first one, and that, you know, that's right up my alley, is that kind of show. I absolutely, you know, I mean, even this series of Tough Enough, which had its ups and downs, I was well on board for it. It was my favorite hour of the week, truth be told, that and the one afterwards. I just love seeing that side of the industry and seeing how things are going. And like you say, seeing Regal getting angry about guys and, you know, like just not stepping forward on the left foot kind of thing.
Yeah.
like that's the level of detail that as a fan you just don't necessarily pick up on, but the amount of thought that they're putting into that to make that look as real for you, it does give you a whole new appreciation. And I guess that's partly why these shows are so good, right? They don't just give you the inside, they help you appreciate it more. It really is good TV.
And Kai, a lot of folk have a lot of issues with, you know, showing too much of what goes on behind the scenes. But the environment we're in now, we all know so much. You know, there's no point in kind of holding everything back anymore. Did you watch last night's episode?
I haven't got around to last night's episode yet.
No, neither have I.
You know, I the one person who's, you know, not doing anything today, and I've not got around to it. But yeah, I
good for nothing student.
I know, exactly. I really enjoyed the first episode, and I said this last week. This is exactly what I wanted when I signed up for the WWE Network. This is the sort of show that I want to see, because, you know, we are quotation marks smart wrestling fans. We want to see this sort of thing because we know that it's, we know in the 21st century that it is a predetermined sport. We want to see as a drama student myself, I want to see the theatrics behind it, how they rehearse, how they get trained. That's the sort of thing that I want to see from my point of view.
Yeah, and we're getting a whole ton of that, you know, the camera work, you know, paying attention to their cues, even the little bits like seeing Balor rehearsing his entrance and stuff. All these wee little nuggets that they're giving us, just really giving appreciation for the amount of time and effort that each of these talents are putting in. And NXT at the moment, it's only a 1 hour show, but once these guys get moved onto the main roster, they've got a great big leap to fill, you know, big shoes on that big card. So it's very interesting to see all the different transitions and progressions that they go through, and also, you know, what happens when someone isn't quite living up to the standard they're looking for. So really loving Breaking Ground, excellent show across the board. Before we start doing our goodbyes, just want to quickly say that we're very close to making a decision on renaming this show. I've got a poll up on Twitter at Second Shift Pod with our, you want us to go with the name The European Uppercut, which I certainly quite like. I can't speak for anybody else because I quite like it. So check that out on Twitter. Please respond to that and let us know by tomorrow when the show's out live. I may actually renew that poll just to give folk a chance to respond to after the show. But really good to get feedback on that before we do change the name. A lot going on in terms of what I want to do with the DSGMP feed. WrestleCast back on the network. Key, we have been speaking to you about bringing the Tuts experience to the DSGMP feed as well.
Certainly, yeah. It would be my pleasure and honour. Thank you.
Very good to have that. And so lots of good things going on there. Dan, thank you for coming on. Just a last chance for you to plug where folk can find out about Five Star Wrestling, where they can buy tickets when they're ready to be bought, and say your goodbyes to the people out there.
Yeah, I mean, if you come along to facebook.com/5starwrestling, you'll you know, pick up all the information that we're putting down there. If you want tickets to some of these shows, and you know, some of these shows are huge. We haven't even started to announce the roster, really. I mean, we've got two guys announced, Believe me when I tell you that. These are the best shows you will see live. And I know that's a bold statement to make, but it really is the case. We have gone... We're talking to promoters, and we say to the promoters, what do you think the best match we could make is? And then when I tell them that what we've made, and they go, Jesus Christ. Yeah. This is the one, right? These events. Get yourself to Sheffield, get yourself to Newcastle, get yourself to Liverpool. And if you can't make any of them because you're down south, go to London and see the Rev Pro show. That's going to be fantastic too. And if you're one of the guys in Scotland, because when we announced the shows, there was a lot of people that was like, where's the Edinburgh show? And We are coming back. A very quick story to tell you there. John Morrison, absolute fantastic guy, top guy, one of the brilliant worker in the ring, brilliant at what he does, and just an all round classy guy. Mm-hmm. He got on the mic at the end of that show, and he did. Said we was going to do six dates, is what he said. and that's because at the time backstage we were saying, yeah, we're looking at doing six dates, but it wasn't confirmed. All right, like we was just saying this is what we're thinking, and now. We realized very quickly that this is the thing that I never understood before. TNA tape a certain weekend. Ring of Honor tape a certain weekend. Now you've got GFW tape in a certain weekend. Then you've got, the show's all up. New Japan do something over here. When can you find the right time to get this level of talent, this amount of talent? You know, like AAA recording and there goes Rey Mysterio kind of thing. Yeah. So... You've got to be in the right time. And what we didn't want to do is we didn't want to put these three big super shows on down in England and then come to Scotland with like half of the roster. So rather than doing that, we said no. Let's postpone those three shows. And three shows will come. We will make some good on the six dates that we said and possibly more. But we didn't want to do it with sort of like a weakened and by weakened roster. I mean, the roster we had in Edinburgh last time was
great. Good,
don't get me wrong, but like this is a super strength card, and if we're coming back to Scotland, we wanted to come back with the same strength, and that's what we will do. So yeah, don't be disheartened by the fact that we're not getting them. We will get to Edinburgh if that's what you was hoping for, and hopefully further away from there too. So.
Excellent. Looking forward to finding out more about those as and when the time comes. Going to come to UK, time to say goodbyes and where people can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at HWIR. You can find my new radio show on Siren 107.3 FM in the Lincolnshire area or online at sirenonline.co.uk. You can... And that's basically it, really. I won't go into loads of other plugs. My name's not Kiwi Tuts. I won't plug everything.
You've been the worst for the last 2 or 3 months, young
noted.
Man.
Yes, it's noted.
I know I am.
I'm going to come around the M25 and slap you silly if you're not careful. Sorry, yes. So do you want me to do my plugs?
Of course, I was about to ask you to.
Right, I won't keep you long. You can follow me on Twitter at KiwiTuts. That's KiwiTuts. You can find out all of my shows from there. And also you can find out more about my shows by going to facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Thank you very much.
There you have it, and don't forget you can also catch myself, Kiwi and Kai on the allwrestling.com week in review every single week. But don't forget you can check out the Wrestlecast, which returned to the DSGMP feed last week. Also check out the pilot episode of 10-1, it's still up there. We're hoping to record episode 2 very soon, and to feed your football fever, fantasy football's there, as well as a new episode of Nitro versus Raw from 1997 featuring Vamp and Wayne. Do also check out the plethora of content that's on the Trending Topics Network, including the Spanish Announce Table, Anything Goes, the Yes Talk, All Wayne Aside, All Beer Inside, and so much more. As always, you can email us on secondshiftpod@gmail.com, drop us a tweet to @secondshiftpod, but that's all from now. We'll look forward to catching you right here next week on The Second Shift, hopefully possibly something else very soon. But until then, the living legend has now left the building.